This is Diana Prevost with Happy Gut Healthy Life, how to heal your gut, reduce your stress, optimize your weight, and promote clear thinking. Today, I have Holly Clegg, who has sold over 1.5 million cookbooks as a healthy lifestyle expert. Her easy, practical recipes are featured throughout her best-selling Trim and Terrific and Eating Well cookbook series. She has featured books on cancer, arthritis, and diabetes. She's appeared on Fox and Friends, NBC, Weekend Today, Harry Connick Show, QVC, The 700 Club, and in USA Today, Cooking Light Magazine, WebMD, and HuffPost. She has consulted for Walmart, Teflon, the Coca-Cola Company, and hospitals. She writes a regional newspaper column. Welcome, Holly. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you.
So let's get started. We really want to hear about what's your background. How did you get into the field of nutrition?
Well, as you could tell from that bio, I've done lots of cooking, lots of testing recipes, and lots of cooking. You know, I have a little different sort of interest into the cooking world because really how it started is I like to eat and I like good food. And, you know, I was really ahead of my time. I went to the Cordon Bleu Cooking School when I was young, and I was the queen of whipping cream and butter. And, you know, the richer, the better. But I believed about 25 years ago there was a correlation with our health and our diet. And I wanted to show people that you could have good food that was good for you. And when I started, Diana, nobody believed me. You know, I was like, you know, you have to eat healthier. I promise you it's better for you. And I promise you I can make it taste as well. So that's sort of how it began. And then as we learned more, that was over 25 years ago, I listened to people. You know, first of all, Weight Watchers. I have a great Weight Watchers following, and I would listen to what they wanted. You know, people were more into gluten-free and chronic diseases. So I sort of evolved through the years. And one thing I sort of take my pride, I am not a dietitian, but I've had a dietitian work for me for 10 years. I never take shortcuts. All my recipes have your nutritional information and your diabetic exchanges, but I always had them done by a dietitian so people could count on what they had, what was in there. And I work with an oncologist. I've worked with physicians because I wanted to give people practical information that was right. And I know if somebody reads a book, they're relying on that information and, you know, it needs to be the correct, you know, way to do it. I think one of my favorite stories about, you know, sort of getting into this was when the American Diabetes Association said, you know, they approached me, they wanted to partner with my Trim and Terrific series. And when they said that, I said, great. I said, but, you know, my recipes don't have, you know, serves 5 1/2 cup servings. It might say serves 4 to 6 people. And I said, they go, no problem. That's fine. And this was probably my learning curve 101 with nutrition. And they said, that's fine. Well, they came back after I submitted and they said, well, the dietitians say it has to have the serving size. Otherwise, how are they going to know? Well, this is a book with the ADA. And they said, you don't have to do, you know, redo them. But this is, I said, oh, yeah, I do. So I redid all the recipes, measuring per cup, and sort of been a joke in my family because my kids, anytime, you know, I'm testing recipes, I'll say, don't eat it. I have to measure it, you know, because I want it to be exact. So my, you know, nutrition 101 is understanding what a dietitian looks for in a recipe, what you look for in a recipe, you know, so the nutritional analysis is what you need to know.
Absolutely. And you sound really passionate about your work and selling that many cookbooks in your career. You know, let everyone know the expertise behind these books. What makes you different in the way of cooking and why do people want to get your books?
Well, you're right. I'm very passionate about what I do. As I said, I've always loved to cook and loved to eat. But more importantly, I think I make a difference in people's lives. You know, everybody had, especially when I first started, eating healthy was not a positive. But now it is. And people understand it's about a lifestyle. But I give them, I'm different. You know, I've been doing this for over 25 years and I'm still around. I've also been married, you know, 38 years and have 3 incredible children and grandchildren. So it wasn't my goal to be famous in life, so to speak. You know, I've had some incredible opportunities. But more importantly, my goal was to make a change in people's life, to encourage and inspire them to cook at home. Because if you cook at home, you know, there's the statistics are out there that I think it's a 10% chance of not getting diabetes. You have such control over your fat, your sodium, and what you eat, which leads to chronic health. Obesity can be contained more. There's so many advantages to cooking at home. And I just got an email, in fact, yesterday, and it was so nice. It was like, yes, this is my message. She was like, we love your glazed pork tenderloin, but because of you, I've learned to adapt my recipes. And, you know, I always say, if you don't have an ingredient, you leave it out. You never go back to the grocery store, because I feel like people put too much stress on themselves in the kitchen. And I want them to say, you know, this is okay. Well, anyway, she proceeded with her email. And I said, well, how did you hear about me? She said, I saw you on TV in St. Louis, and this had to be, probably 15 years ago. I used to do TV a lot all over. And she said, I saw you and I, you know, loved your message. It was just so approachable. And I've been following you ever since and buying all your cookbooks. And I went, wow, can I use this? Because that's what I want to do, is to show people, you know, you could cook healthy. And also, it's not about a diet, a quick fix diet, because I don't believe in diets. It's about something sustainable. And I'm a little different. I'm very mainstream. So some of you out there might be going, oh, she's, you know, not telling us to eat all these different things. You can find everything in one-stop shopping, your regular grocery store. It doesn't have to be. So I'm your realistic approach, and something that, if you make these changes with me, you will eat healthier and you still can enjoy all your favorite foods.
Mm-hmm. And you've written, you know, as the topic is gut health, you've written a number of books on autoimmune. Can you share with the listeners how your books can help people suffering from different autoimmune maladies?
Yeah. Well, you know, initially, again, I feel like it's important to listen to what people need. And my books highlight gluten-free, vegetarian, and especially, of course, in my arthritis book, which is a focus more on, you know, to reduce inflammation and ease symptoms. That way, I focus on antioxidant-rich foods. And those are going to directly combat the toxins in our daily life. You know, the antioxidants are so important. And I sort of tell everybody to think of it like this. You know, I always say beauty comes from within. If you eat properly, your body is having good inner health, which is going to relate to, you know, keeping away from all the chronic diseases. You know, I give you all the options, even though I keep saying my recipes are very mainstream. You know, there's a lot of recipes with that are dairy-free, and I use a lot of whole unprocessed foods, but they're still practical and delicious. I think what's also important, they're affordable and accessible recipes. So, you know, the number one comment I get is you have all your ingredients in your house, and that's important to me. So whether you're cooking for autoimmune diseases or a specific chronic problem, it doesn't mean you have to cook so differently.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the best ingredients that we have in our kitchen that can help with inflammation?
Well, I don't want you to turn eating into a science project, because many do. You know, you hear what is the best, the most nutritious vegetable, what is the highest in antioxidants, and then people tend to focus just on those few foods. I think a variety of foods are important, and one of the things we can do is to eat seasonal, and I think, you know, eat seasonal is so important. It's been said that, you know, the Mediterranean diet, which is high in fruits and vegetables, nuts, healthy oils, and fatty acids, have less chronic diseases, including arthritis. And those lead to, you know, certain foods that I think can help to fight inflammation. So what can we do to lower inflammation? I'd like to highlight a couple of different foods if we can, and sort of what they are. I mean, my arthritis book is really great on this, and it's, you know, focuses on one chapter with your vitamin C, carotenoids, and your omega-3 fatty acids. And I think one of my favorite superfoods is spinach, because it, you know, it's in all categories, you know, with that. And vitamin C is so important, and it's in your keeping your bone cartilage and your connective tissue strong, and it's going to help relieve inflammation and pain. But a lot of people don't realize what foods are high in vitamin C. Most people, don't you think, Diana, think it's like an orange?
Right.
That seems to be it. Yes. Yeah, you know, but a lot of people don't realize bell pepper. There's more vitamin C in a bell pepper than there is in an orange. So some of your foods that you might think about that are high in vitamin C are oranges, kale, spinach, broccoli, strawberries, pineapple, melons. Those are all great powerhouse foods for vitamin C. And just to take it a step further, too, is, okay, so kale. Some of you are turning up your nose with kale. You know, I have a great kale salad with a fruity vinaigrette that's just delicious. But let's say kale is not something that really flips your boat, and you're like, I don't want to eat that, or my husband won't eat it, or my kids won't eat it. What I recommend is sort of introducing different foods into your diet. So you're, you know, eating healthy is not about eating less. It's about enhancing your food, including more fruits and vegetables and grains and beans into your diet. So next time you make a salad, put some kale in it. I always buy baby spinach, you know, to include in my salad. So mix it in there. You know, if you are one of these that only like iceberg lettuce, have iceberg lettuce, but throw in some kale, throw in some spinach. You know, next time you're making a soup, add extra veggies to it. Think creatively. You know, even if the recipe doesn't call for it, if the recipe calls for 2 cups of spinach, add 4 cups of spinach. You know, there's ways to enhance what you're eating so it becomes a little even better for you. The carotenoids are also equally as important. And, you know, those are really powerful antioxidants that, you know, have anti-cancer and their immune-boosting properties in them. And those, you want to look for that color, that red, yellow, orange, and fruits and vegetables. And also some of the dark green. It goes back to eating color. You know, if you eat color, you're probably eating healthy. And some foods, as we all know, again, spinach, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. Diana, don't you just love Brussels sprouts? I mean, they're so good. Fresh Brussels sprouts have been the new whatever. But we have carrots, tomatoes, and sweet potatoes. Those are all great foods, you know, and your carotenoids. And then your omega-3 fatty acids would be our third category to help fight inflammation. And those also are very essential to our body. You know, the body needs the omega-3 fatty acids, and actually you get those much better from food. Salmon, walnuts, sardines. Now, I'm not big into sardines, but if you throw them on a little Caesar salad, it might not be so bad. Shrimp, tuna, walnuts are great. They're make a good snack. Push them on your salad. Salmon, you know, I have some wonderful salmon recipes, and I think part of it is people get intimidated, but salmon is easy to cook because it's portion controlled. And walnuts are so heart healthy, and you could add them onto your salads, oatmeal, or eat them for a snack. So I think what I like to show people is, okay, you might have a list of healthy foods you want to include into your diet, but it doesn't mean you have to eat a spinach casserole. It doesn't mean you have to eat, you know, 5 apples a day. You want to make them a part of your day. I always tell this funny story sort of that, okay, you're going to eat that chocolate brownie, but with that chocolate brownie, cut up some fresh berries with it. So what do? You're getting more, you know, fruits into what you're doing, and that's aiding in our health to do that. If you think about, you know, fresh, number one, because it's easy to eat fresh, especially with the summer coming and all the wonderful fresh produce. That's going to be easier. It's going to be affordable. And then think about just adding to your recipes. Every time I eat a sandwich, there goes tomatoes, you know, fresh spinach, cucumbers. I stack it up. Anytime I have pretty much a pasta, a soup, anything, I throw in extra spinach because that probably is such a powerhouse. I buy that baby spinach. I think it's a little more tender. And you always want to remember, these are better for you by the bright, vibrant color. You know, if something has a bright, vibrant color, you know it's going to be health related.
Yes. Can you share some of your best recipes that can help with digestion?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a wonderful spinach salad that has prosciutto and melon in it, which is great. You know, yogurt, as you know, helps a lot. What I would recommend to people doing is anytime you've ever used sour cream or a salad dressing or mayo, substitute Greek yogurt. You know, Greek yogurt is one of my favorite I guess, foods because it's so versatile. You know, when you're think you're eating healthy too, you know, getting a side on yogurt and people buy the yogurt with the fruit in the bottom, that's not good because there's so much sugar in there. So get Greek yogurt. You could even add a little vanilla or coconut or almond flavoring to it. Put some fresh fruit on it and you can put some kind of, you know, little topping if you want. I just did on the Harry Connick Show this corn, cucumber, and tomato salad, which is the essence of, you know, summer and spring. And it has a yogurt. And he was very amazed. He said, oh, you used a Greek yogurt. I put a little lime juice and Greek yogurt to bind it together. And he goes, I'd never thought about that. I want y'all to think about that. You know, I always keep Greek yogurt. I guess like 10 years ago, everybody kept sour cream in the refrigerator. So most of the time, if a recipe calls for sour cream, you're able to substitute Greek yogurt. I have a wonderful quinoa salads in my book. There's a great black-eyed pea and wild rice, and you could always substitute quinoa. I have some good quinoa dishes. I'll tell you a fun recipe that's in my new men's cookbook is people are talking about. It's a crispy roasted chickpeas. It's a snack. You know, fiber is also important for digestion and high fiber recipes. In fact, in the arthritis book on inflammation, I have a high fiber chapter there. But I'm conscious in all my books that, you know, I want you to get fiber because it does help you with digestion, helps you feel full. So I have a great black bean soup with canned black beans. You know, again, I try to make it very easy. There's a lot of, you'll find, I said, gluten-free, dairy-free, and high-fiber recipes. You know, I guess there's so many favorites. One thing I've done in all my books, which I think is very helpful, is I highlight diabetic recipes. You know, that's just the healthiest way to eat. So you could look, and if it has a D by it, it's diabetic friendly. So if you're into seafood or vegetarian recipes, I'm looking, here's a light and lemon angel hair, baked chicken scampi. I mean, I could just flip through the book. Oh, what about pizza? Chicken, red pepper, spinach, and white bean pizza. Or Greek chicken burgers, Asian burgers. You know, I could go on and on. This is so good. I'm flipping through the pages. Sweet potato and black bean enchiladas, gluten-free. So I, you know, as I said, I test all my own recipes so you can count on them, they'll work. And they're all pretty much, I try to do the least amount of ingredients to give it the most flavor and pack the most nutrition. I think that's what's important from my perspective.
Now you do cooking videos and Walmart has featured you. What are some of the favorite cooking videos that people really want to know about? Easy to do, like the takeaway that they could take from our interview today.
Well, I think the reason I, you know, have worked with Walmart and many of the other opportunities I've had is, one is, you know, I use affordable recipes, affordable and convenient. They're packed with flavor. They're nutritious. And it doesn't hurt that I give it that Southern spin to it, don't you think?
But, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, even, you know, in the South is known for its high fat foods. And I even have my Louisiana crawfish etouffee recipe is diabetic friendly. You know, I work with the Louisiana Crawfish Board and it's been real fun to even show that you could have healthy crawfish recipes. Or I even have a good chicken and sausage gumbo that is diabetic friendly. So I think the reason I'm asked to work with these various people is because it's approachable recipes with everyday ingredients. And it inspires people to cook. You know, when I'm watching me on TV or in a video, I am that person watching me as I am doing it. So I can be everybody's next door neighbor. So you could call me with a question because I probably, you know, I cook like you do. I cook what I do and I take pride that, you know, I simplify nutritious everyday cooking.
That's awesome. So you're coming up with something soon, and it's for men. So more men are finding their way into the kitchen. Why don't you talk about that?
I'm really excited about this new book coming out. It's called A Guy's Guide to Eating Well, A Man's Cookbook for Health and Wellness. And there's really nothing out there like it. There's either outdoor grilling and cooking or A Man's Man, How to Build Muscle. And this is neither of the two. It's really almost a preventative health book. And as I said, you know, I always want to be an expert in whatever I do. And Dr. Curtis Chastain, who has a men's health practice, is the co-author. And what we did in this book is, and it's for everybody. I started fun because I've had so many women go, oh, I'm getting the book, so, you know, to help my husband eat healthier, or it could be for a man to do the cooking. But what I've done with this book, you know, in my Eating Well series, I have Eating Well Through Cancer, which is really designed for cancer patients going through treatment or cancer and or cancer prevention. And then, of course, Eating Well to Fight Arthritis. And this is for men. So each chapter gives you a different symptom, like you deal with heart disease, fatigue, obesity and diabetes, arthritis and joint pain, cancer, GERD, or, you know, testosterone. All right, I'll get all the men's attention when I talk about that for sure. But you know, fix it fast and grilling and hunting. Yeah, I mean, every single person that I've mentioned, I say testosterone. Every man says to me, so what do I need to eat to, you know, for testosterone, you know, for that? And I'm like, okay, I know that, but that's not the crux of the book. But the book gives you so many men. And everyone out there sort of don't listen to the body and listen to symptoms. So it starts in the intro of each chapter, sort of giving you a story that you probably will identify with and it'll be relatable. And so let's say it's on heart disease. And then after that, I discuss the different foods that you should eat if you have heart disease or to prevent heart disease, what's good for you, and signs to look for. So the book is an incredible resource of information. It's good for recipes. It's fun reading. And I have some fabulous recipes that you won't even know you're eating healthy with it. And again, I've highlighted, because it's so important, the gluten-free, the diabetic recipes, also freezer-friendly or if it's vegetarian. So I think in a lot of my books, to help with the autoimmune issues, you know, gluten-free is highlighted because I know that affects so many people.
Right. And you also have a book out there for the Spanish community.
I do.
Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, it's wonderful. You know, Eating Well Through Cancer just did its 15-year anniversary, and it's still one of the top cancer books around. And I think, again, it's because it's affordable, easy, functional recipes, but what you eat makes a difference. You know, what you eat makes a difference all the time, but what you eat when you're going through cancer treatment does make a big difference because there's foods that are better tolerated and there's foods that ease the symptoms. So that book is divided into chapters. And I had so much interest that I decided to write the book and align myself with a Spanish chef in Texas. And the whole book is in Spanish for the Hispanic population. And we did, you know, some of her recipes, which I actually tested, some really good ones as well. And the whole book is in Spanish. And, you know, it was translated for South America or Spain, because I know there's different translations. But my goal was for the Hispanic population in the United States. I know it's underserved, undertreated, and this book will make such a difference to help anybody going through treatment that has, you know, the language barrier. And all my books have color pictures. In fact, Diana, I have taken all the photos in my cookbooks, and they're real. We, you know, I prepare the recipe, I photograph the recipe, then I eat the recipe. So there's nothing fake about it. It'll come out how you prepare it, because after I do all that cooking, I'm not going to, you know, mess it up with some kind of glaze or something that I couldn't eat it for sure. It has to at least be dinner that night.
Right, right. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you with us. Is there anything else that you want to share with everyone today about what you're up to next? The book is coming out. What else is on your agenda?
Yeah, look for Guy's Guide to Eating Well. It's wonderful. And I think, you know, I have Kitchen 101, which is a great beginner's book, which also highlights diabetic recipes. And I have Gulf Coast Favorites, which is your Southern and Louisiana recipes. But Eating Well to Fight Arthritis, when people say I need the healthiest book, or my husband's, well, now when people say, you know, my husband's had a heart attack, what do I do? I'm going to say, go get Guy's Guide to Eating Well. You know, the arthritis book is a book that fights inflammation and is the autoimmune diseases, and it's really good. But they all are eating healthy. I use this example of, you probably could flip through all the books, and every recipe that's your favorite is in there. You know, they might not all be diabetic. They might not all fit into the guidelines you want, but they're better for you. My cheesecake might have 5 grams of saturated fat, and if you eat it out, it's 25 grams of saturated fat. It might not be diabetic friendly, but it's better for you. So I hope, as we said in the beginning, my passion is to make a difference, to simplify nutritious cooking, to show you that you could cook at home and probably be like everyone else out there that uses my recipes and say, oh, I already have all her ingredients. This is easy to do. I have tons of recipes on my blog, the Healthy Cooking Blog. So you could start there and start, you know, looking them up. And I just hope I can make a difference in your life, whether you have a chronic disease such as whatever, or even, you know, cancer, and show you that what you eat makes a difference, and food is control, it's comfort, and it's sociability. And I'm very thankful that I've had this opportunity to, you know, speak to everybody out there, Diane, and for you to include me. I know I'm a little different because I'm on the realistic mainstream side, but as I told you when we spoke initially, I feel like my goal is to hold the average person's hand and show them you can make a difference in making some changes to eat healthier.
Absolutely. And everyone starts somewhere. So thanks again, Holly. And tomorrow we will have another episode of Happy Gut Healthy Lives. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.